Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sender there, and on the news line with us now, Heather Schneider, an education specialist with Transitions of Pennsylvania. We are talking about Human Trafficking Awareness Month and trying to do some FAQs, really just find out about what we should keep an eye out, maybe do some myth-busting and find out really what human trafficking might look like around here. Heather, thank you so much for all your outreach and your information over the years. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Never better. So I appreciate you checking in today. Let's talk about this Human Trafficking Awareness Month. What does Transitions of PA have in mind?
Well, even during these unprecedented times, we are pushing forward and still doing what we do best, and that's inform, educate, provide services, and be there for the people that need our services, for sure. Human Trafficking Awareness Month is every January, and so we try to do as much as we can to bring awareness into this issue and into this area, because so many people think that it happens other places, that we're not prone to it because we're rural Pennsylvania. But in some cases, that's where individuals who are perpetrating this horrific crime like to take advantage of that situation. So we have a lot going on. We have billboards that are up and down Route 15. One is in the Shmokin Dam area that lists our what services, our contact information, what we can do to help in this particular situation. One of the things that we have sort of has been taking over our attention right now are all the conspiracy theories. And there's a lot of them out there. You'll see on social media where someone has seen zip ties around windshield wipers, markings on vehicles. And we're not trying to downplay that and say that that's never a possibility. But what we want to do is bring awareness to what human trafficking really looks like in our rural Pennsylvania communities. And so we're actually, amongst everything else, we want to educate people regarding proper language. We want to address the misinformation that's out there. We want to debunk some of these conspiracy theories. And so we've decided to hold a general education evening that the public can sign on. It's a Zoom meeting. And we have information on our website and on our Facebook and on our Instagram page of the meeting ID and the passcode to enter onto it. It's January 27th at 7 p.m. And fortunately, a woman that I have the utmost respect for, who I've co-presented with on a number of occasions for this very issue, Shay Rhodes, she is the director and co-founder of the Villanova Law Institute to address commercial sexual exploitation, and she's going to be our featured speaker that evening.
Okay, so this is, let's get into some of the facts. What should I look out for? What is a myth? Give me just a glimpse of what she'll have to say.
Well, I think Shay's going to address a lot of the house bills that are out there right now, the penalties. We're going to talk a little bit about warning signs, what you can do to recognize things, and especially with kids. Kids are very vulnerable, and especially now they're spending more time online with moving to cyber school or remote schooling. And so there's a lot of access that perpetrators and offenders can have with our children. And I think we need to really understand that some of the things that we've seen on social media was that these are only abductions, they're kidnapped, kids are kidnapped by random strangers, and the truth is that the majority of the traffickers are individuals who have formed a relationship with the victim. And then the victim gets into a situation where they're, through force, fraud, and coercion, being tricked into thinking that there's no way out, no one will ever believe them, they're stuck where they're at, this is all they ever deserve. And then the trafficker will even provide drugs to these victims to get them to think that they're caring for them by taking care of them, by giving them a drug that will help them through the trauma and the ordeal that they're going through. So there's a lot there's a lot that we're going to cover in a short period of time, and I guess the main thing is I want to really be able to define what human trafficking is in this awareness education night. We want to talk about how it has reared its ugly head in our communities and in our backyards. We want to really be able to educate people onto what to look for, the warning signs, the indicators, and how to respond. Most importantly, how to respond to an individual and how to report. Most people don't know what to do or they think it's not their responsibility.
Give me a glimpse of some of the indicators we might hear about.
Well, if you're around kids, sometimes with mostly minor females, sometimes you'll all of a sudden see them change how they dress, change how they talk, change how they are addressing people socially. Maybe they're a little bit more outgoing and a little bit more flirtatious than they were before. They'll talk about an older boyfriend. They'll talk about, or even their appearance. They'll come and their clothing style has changed. Maybe hairstyle has changed. They're getting their nails done. They're keeping late hours. They're maybe wearing the same clothes a couple days in a row, looking a little tired and a little drawn out, strung out. There's a lot of things that we're going to address that will really be indicators of changes. One of the big things that we've noticed is tattoos. And this is a form of branding that traffickers will do to identify these victims as their personal property. And they will tattoo them with something that's significant to that particular trafficker that will signify that this is a piece of property. And it could be maybe like the trafficker's name. There was a trafficker in PA who wanted everybody to call him God, and he would tattoo like God's little angel, God's diva, God's golden one. And he would tattoo the victim, the female victim, with that branding so that people knew that that was her work name and that she belonged to him. So most times when you see someone that has a tattoo, they're really willing to share the story about what it's all about. They're proud of it. It's meaningful. Victims of trafficking who have a tattoo will not want to share. There's no great story behind that tattoo. They kind of blow it off and don't want to talk about it much because it doesn't have the significance that one would have if you made the choice to have it.
And this is happening around here.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I know. I was in the same situation. Susan Mathias, who is our retiring CEO, when she came to us several years ago and became our new CEO, she brought her passion with her for human trafficking. And she and I had a conversation about it, and I thought, she's my new CEO. I have to shake my head and nod politely, but I am a pretty perceptive person, and I don't think I've seen any signs of what I would call human trafficking in our area. So I'm just going to kind of go about my business, and we'll see where this goes. And I have to say, the first time I answered all of us that work for the agency are part of an on-call rotation. And the very first time I answered a phone call over a weekend from Hotline, and there was a young woman who was describing to me where she was at, what was happening to her, what was expected of her. I mean, she was giving me the whole scenario of everything. And I realized I was talking to a victim who was being trafficked, who had been placed in a motel room less than 7 miles from my home. And that's my moment when I sat up and I thought, I have to take this seriously. I have to get involved. I have to find out as much as I can about this, and I have to keep the awareness going for this so that other people understand that this is happening. And since then, there have been a number of individuals that we've either directly provided services to or assisted with services. We've, helped out. Many of our staff have helped out with even the FBI with providing services to victims who are trying to exit and leave their trafficker, but it's very dangerous for them to do that. So we all have to be careful, and we all have to provide services, and it's best for just a member of the general public to not try to get involved, but to make, as far as directly jumping in to try to help someone or most people say rescue someone, but we let law enforcement recover our victims, and we make sure that we're reporting these suspicious activity to the right person.
All right. Well, please make a pitch for folks to consider zooming into this event that's coming up.
Well, you need to know this. You need to know how human trafficking has infiltrated our communities and how it is happening in our backyard. What you can do as an individual to help prevent, and you know, we need to recognize, respond, and report. We need to be educated so that we're not perpetrating misinformation, that we're not, reposting on social media things that really have no merit, that are strictly rumor. And so being educated is the best way to better ourselves, better understand what our role is, and know what to do if we're faced in this situation.
Heather Schneider, thank you so much. Appreciate that. January 27th, 7 p.m. via Zoom. Go to transitionsofpa.org, and tons of information is there on a wide range of these important topics. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on again.
Appreciate that. Heather Schneider is our education specialist at Transitions of Pennsylvania. Human Trafficking Awareness Month is underway. January 27th, 7 p.m. on Zoom. transitionsofpa.org.